I know this isn't new. This has kind of been an issue, not only this year, but the past couple of years. You're always searching for school bus drivers. Can you talk about the present need, I guess, what type of situation you're in now?
Well, most of the time we need substitute drivers who can drive for sick drivers or drivers who have doctor's appointments or whatever. And then we also need drivers for athletic events in the evening. And then throughout the year, from time to time, we also need regular route drivers where they're here 174 days a year. And right now we do have a couple of anticipated openings, but we also have plenty of sub opportunities. This is the kind of job that's well suited for retired persons, for college students, for farmers, you know, stay-at-home parents, coaches, parents of athletes, anyone seeking part-time work. You know, there's a lot of flexibility in the scheduling. You can drive as much as you want or as little as you want. And you have a lot of opportunities to work for, like, ball games, you know, where you can take the kids to a ball game and either watch the ball game or read a book while you sit on the bus or you know, just there's so much flexibility. And then most regular routes allow you to go home in the middle of the day to get errands done, to get things done around the house before you have to drive in your afternoon route. And the parents, sometimes drivers are the parents of students, so they have the same schedule as their kids. We allow the buses to be at the house as long as there's a place to park it, so you don't have to drive to work. You can wear your casual clothes. And the pay is $18 an hour, and the evening pay is $13.05 for going to ball games and whatnot. And if someone is interested, we will pay for the training. We will help in every step of the process, and they just need to call the Sherrard School District Unit Office, and we'll take it from there.
And is there information, like, on the website, too, for that? Do you know?
Yes, they can get on our website, and there'll be information there. You know, all of our buses are air-conditioned. They're all automatic transmissions, and we have multiple security cameras on every bus. So I know some people are afraid about being able to, you know, yell at kids or the kids being unruly. Well, if that's the case, then just drive the athletic events, because the coach will always be on the bus and the coach will tell them to shut up, you know. So there's really an opportunity for everyone. And, you know, another one I think we don't really get much of is a college kid who, you have to be at least 21 years old, but maybe the kid is in the middle of college, or maybe they're going to grad school, but they need that flexibility because they have different classes at different times. This would be a great opportunity for younger people as well.
And you said training, the district will help with that. Do you need a CDL to operate a bus, or is it just a regular, like, license?
Well, they need a generic CDL. And then after that, we have an 8-hour course for them to attend. Then they need to get used to driving a bus around. So we have a trainer who will take them around and help them to learn how to drive the bus effectively. And then they go in for a driving test. They have a small little like 10-question test that they ask. And then you have to get a physical, of course. And so, you know, there are about 10 things you got to do to become a driver. And we guide them all each step of the way. And we pay them minimum wage for all the time they spend driving with the trainer and sitting in class and that sort of thing. So it's a pretty straightforward process. It takes about 3 to 6 weeks to get the certification.